For today's GeoQuiz, we'd like to introduce you to the Denisovans. They are a cave-dwelling family who lived some 80,000 years ago. Scientists have, for the first time, mapped out the DNA of these human ancestors. They did it using just a fragment of a girl's finger bone that turned up in a cave.
The Denisova cave is in a kind of steep valley. So the drive up from Novosibirsk involves driving through the Siberian steppe and then going up into the very large mountain range right in the middle of Asia.
So can you name that mountain range in Siberia near the borders of Kazakhstan and Mongolia? I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Let's meet the Denisovans. They're part of my family and yours, sort of. Scientists describe them as a group of distant human ancestors who lived in caves some 80,000 years ago. DNA samples were analyzed from the remains of a young girl's tiny finger bone, and that's revealed some deep scientific insights. They're published this week in the journal Science. David Reich is a professor at Harvard Medical School. Help us with our GeoQuiz, first of all, Professor Reich.
So I visited, as part of this research, the place from which this bone that we studied was excavated, which is Denisova Cave in the Altai Mountains in southern Siberia, quite near the border of Mongolia and Kazakhstan.
Okay, Siberia's Altai Mountains is the answer to the GeoQuiz today.
And to me, it looked surprisingly like the Appalachian Mountains. We approached there by driving south from Novosibirsk, which is the third largest city in Russia. You cross the Siberian steppe. You then approach the foothills of the Altai. And then you climb up through this rocky river valley where this river flows called the Anhui, flowing north into the steppe. Denisova Cave is built into one side of that valley and is a limestone cave. It's quite a beautiful cave. It's a domed ceiling. There's a natural chimney that lets in light as well as rain. It's an amazing place because it's a place where we know that three different groups of humans lived and maybe even met at one time. It's the only place in the world we know that Denisovans, Neanderthals, and modern humans all lived because we have remains from all of them in this cave.
Now, you were deciphering ancient DNA. How hard is that to reconstruct a complete genome from a scrap of an 80,000-year-old finger bone?
Yeah, well, that's the miracle of this paper that just came out. This bone was being studied by my colleagues in Germany who led this work. And this is an amazing feat. This is a many tens of thousands of year old sample, probably more than 50,000-year-old sample that's been sitting in a cave for this long. It's amazing that any DNA has survived in it at all.
Yeah.
Ancient DNA studies, typically the extraction procedure for DNA only obtains a few percent of the DNA that starts out in the bone. It's a teeny tiny pinky bone, like the size of a fingernail, that we thought we had exhausted, but now we obtained a very high quality genome sequence of it that's equivalent to the quality of modern humans. Genome sequences.
These early humans, these contemporaries of the Neanderthals, what ultimately happened to them? I mean, what happened to the Denisovans?
Well, around 40 or 50,000 years ago, there was an explosion of modern humans out of Africa. Modern human ancestors lived in Africa and evolved in Africa. And then 40 or 50,000 years ago, people expanded and exploded out of Africa. When they exploded out of Africa, they did not come to a landscape that was devoid of humans. There were humans there already. There were Neanderthals in Europe and Western Asia. And it seems there were Denisovans in eastern parts of Eurasia. And the genetic data that we have shows that they met each other, and the Neanderthals and Denisovans population seem to have largely died out, but they left a little trace in us because there was interbreeding between them and the modern humans who were expanding.
What does that mean in terms of the relationship between that long ago deceased girl and her finger and us modern humans? How are we alike?
So the Denisovan girl is from another group of archaic humans related to Neanderthals, but not Neanderthals. They're more closely related to Neanderthals than to us. They had Neanderthals, we know, had very big brains, just as big as maybe even a little bigger than ours, and they could make tools, and pretty sophisticated tools. And so these people were humans. And when modern humans expanded into Southeast Asia and Australia, somewhere on the way, we know that modern humans met Denisovans and that there was an interbreeding event or many interbreeding events. And people today in the New Guinea and Australia and the Philippines have substantial amounts of genetic material, for example, up to 5% of their genes trace their ancestry to interbreeding with these Denisovans.
So what big questions about the Denisovans still nag at you, Professor Reich, and where are you taking this research?
one of the things that's most exciting about this is that this is a case where instead of archaeology driving the DNA, DNA is driving the archaeology. This was an unexpected finding where a bone that was not classified as being from a distinct group is found to be from a distinct group based on its DNA. The preservation of the bone is so high and so good that we now have a full genome sequence that shows us it's from a distinct group. But we don't know the archaeology of the group that made these things. What kind of tools did they make? What did their bones look like? We don't know. Like, we do know what Neanderthals look like, and we do know what modern humans look like. They're very well characterized archaeologically. So I think a great puzzle for the archaeologist is to figure out where these Denisovans lived, not just in the cave in Siberia. What kind of tools did they make? What kind of culture did they have? And I think that that's very exciting, for sure.
David Reich of Harvard's Medical School telling us about the Denisovans from the Altai Mountains in southern Siberia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A few of our geotexting game players knew where the Denisova Cave is. Clayton in Denver, Ingmar in Evanston, Illinois, and Cedric in Sebring, Florida, all came up with the Altai Mountains in Siberia. No ropes or carabiners required to play along. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866.